This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the second hour of the show. Phones are open here if you want to join us. You can do that. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thanks to Roger Paxton. He is a Free Talk Live supporter via the AMPS program. Thanks, Roger. He actually joined as a gold-level AMPS. You can do that over at amps.freetalklive.com. Get you some cool perks and some bennies, and it helps us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So if you like what we do, like Roger Paxton does, you can help us out over at amps.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to get back into Bonnie's story about how obedience is not the path to more freedom. We'll get into that. But first, we're going to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to mention that I recently got a free bottle of geranium oil as a present, and I thought geranium was a flower, and I did not know people use the oil out of it. I am just completely clueless. So do you guys have any experience with geranium oil?
No, I don't really get into the whole, like, various different essential oils thing, but I did look it up here, and you don't have the internet, do you, Sarah?
No, I just, I'm too cheap. All I got is a dumb phone, and I don't like to use a computer because it's too dirty for me with all
too
the germs.
Dirty?
Well, I could go to the University Union, and they have free computers and libraries.
But you're a germaphobe. You don't want to touch a mouse that somebody else or a keyboard that somebody else might have already touched.
Yeah, I'm really paranoid. I've always been that way before with a virus. It's even worse.
You can always grab some latex gloves, though. Just bring a few latex gloves with you and then snap those on before you sit down at the keyboard. Because, now that you've been calling again, you haven't called. There was like a two-and-a-half-year period where you didn't call the show. Now you're calling regularly again, and you just reminded me that Sarah uses us as her, like, personal internet search in a lot of cases where so she doesn't have the internet. So as soon as she called up, we always screen calls briefly here. We don't usually ask much of our callers during the screening process. Just real quick, what do you want to talk about? She said geranium oil. I said, all right, well, I'm going to have to look that one up because I don't know what that is. And according to one of the websites that will sell it to you, they claim that it promotes the appearance of clear, healthy skin and may give hair a vibrant, healthy glow. So it is a beautician or beauty product, apparently. Now, whether or not it actually does those things, I don't know. Bonnie, you're into beauty products and things like that, and you've never heard of this.
Well, I've never heard of geranium oil specifically, and I just looked up what a geranium flower looks like. But I would just say, Sarah, if you like the way it smells, put it in your hair and then take a shower. But if you don't like the way it smells, then don't put it on you, because I used to be into all those oils and things, and I really think that I think it's fake. Like, there are all kinds of different oils that are supposed to be good for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
I was putting them on my skin, and I was just breaking out. And
once
I stopped that, and I just took a way more simplistic approach, like using soap that has no fragrances or dyes, and just using that once a day, and then a regular salicylic acid face wash the other time of the day, the night. Then my skin cleared up so much. Putting these oils on your face is just clogging your pores. You should look up, well, you can't look it up, but if somebody's listening and is interested, look up how comedogenic a thing is before you put it on your face, because that is the level. There is a scale of how much it will clog your pores. Just stay away from things that clog your pores, and oil is always high on that.
There's also just these oils are really expensive, by the way. I mean, whoever's selling these things is making money hand over fist on this. I mean, you can go and buy 15 milliliters, which is like almost nothing, right? Like 15 milliliters, not a lot of product. And they want $50
for
this thing.
Well, the thing is that some of this essential oil have, like, insecticidal properties. So I was wondering if this has, like what is camphor and menthol and eucalyptus, like?
Those are minty kind of things, right?
Right. It actually, you could mix it with water and spray it around your house, and it repels insects. Mm-hmm. So eucalyptus grows in Australia. So that's one of the properties, is antibacterial. So I was wondering if geranium had any other special properties than just moisturizing.
I don't know. I think I'm with Bonnie on this. I think a lot of it is just a placebo effect. If somebody claims that this does a thing for them, it's probably because they believe that it would. And thank
or
you.
They paid $50 for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. My aunt used to sell them. And
the essential oils?
Yeah, she got me into them. And she
was
told
it a
me,
network marketing company?
Oh, yeah, it was Young Living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she got you into it, and that's when you clogged your pores up? And
yeah, that's when I was like, oh, this is so cool. They all do all kinds of different things she told me about, and it just, all of them just seem to do the same thing, which was clog my pores. There were some that I liked the smell of more, so I put them in my infuser, like basically like a candle. Mm-hmm. But also a lot of them are toxic to dogs and cats.
Wow. All right, so do your research. In that case, that means go to the university, Sarah. Grab, if you're afraid of the computers, just get some gloves and learn how to use the internet. You know, it's high time because, unless you got an encyclopedia, and who the hell can get those anymore? I mean, is that even a thing now? Can you still order encyclopedias?
That's a good question.
They're not going to have all the new information anyway. Like, they're not going to have the information of what the Young Living ladies say that oils do.
Thanks, Sarah, for Wikipedia call. On like a disc or something. Oh, but she doesn't have a computer.
Yeah, she doesn't have that.
Never mind.
No. Anyway, there you go. So if you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to. The number is 603-283-6160. But I've seen some of these things before, and it's just big money. I mean, these things are super, super expensive. So, like you said, Chris, you had an incentive to believe that it's actually doing, because you paid $50 for 15 milliliters of oil. If it smells good, is it still worth $50?
This reminds me of how businesses get away with charging, like, a ton more money for something than other businesses selling the exact same product. It's like, it's
just
the
brand
same product.
Recognition.
Brand recognition. People feel, even if it's not true, that they're getting something that's better if it costs more. So if you increase your prices, you actually will find often that your sales go up.
Satisfied customers.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want to join us again, 603-283-6160. So to get back into the discussion we were having a few moments ago, you have a story from Brownstone Institute, I think it was, Bonnie, that is about obedience. And just sort of an overview so far of kind of the whole
everything
COVID
that happened since the beginning of 2020, the whole COVID thing. She's talking about how just because Wuhan supposedly had a flatter curve than the rest of China, that's the whole basis why the world locked down. And she says, in short, each curve could have simply have depicted testing protocol. The tester could quite literally have compiled any curve it wanted. Even worse, there's a logical flaw.
And what she's talking about right now is the Chinese government.
Yes.
She's talking about what was their methodology. We have really no idea, and they could have just said whatever they wanted.
Yep. She says, even worse, there is a logical flaw so breathtaking that it is impossible to believe it could have been overlooked by all lockdown-imposing world governments. Of the thousands of national, state, and local political and media actors cheering on the lockdowns, at least one must have noticed that while the curve may have been flatter in Wuhan, the disease still went away in all of China. The supposed flatter curve in Wuhan had zero net benefit. The residents there suffered through the pain of lockdown, neighboring regions did not, and they all ended up at the same point.
With COVID.
Yep.
With likely coming across this thing, no matter how hard lockdown you were, because we did see the story that the captain brought in on a Saturday night about how the U.S. military had an entire locked down facility where they went to the max. I mean, they did everything they could, double, triple cleaning all the door handles and, multiple times a day. Whenever you use the bathroom, you have to clean the thing after you're done using the bathroom. Like, they had every potential thing covered. COVID's still got, somebody still got COVID in there.
Jeez, it's an aerosol.
But whatever it was, you know, there was no way to stop it.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, freedom is more important, and the freedom to choose certainly is critical, and there was almost no governments on the planet that actually, you know, allowed people to choose, make decisions for themselves. And it's still going on today. More coming up here. It's Free Talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That's 603-283-6160. 6160. We've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it on an exchange, finally, xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You can join xmarkets with just an email address and keep your privacy intact. Then deposit dozens of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin investor token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR on xmarkets, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. Bonnie, you're getting into a story here from the Brownstone Institute that understandably is a little skeptical of what the governments have been claiming about COVID this whole time, pointing out that the Chinese government, of course, never should have been trusted, but yet governments around the planet early on did look to China and look to lockdowns that China was apparently utilizing and said, ooh, we should try that too. And, of course, as we know now, it didn't do diddly to actually stop the spread of COVID. But that's not stopping them from round two of more lockdowns, as we've seen in Austria and now, I believe, Italy and, was it Belgium, I think, as well, Germany. Now, anyone who is unvaccinated is essentially on a lockdown. You've got people being put into quarantine camps in Australia and so on. So, you know, it hasn't gotten, the restrictions haven't really lessened. They're coming in hard and heavy. Anyway, Bonnie, what else did you want to share from this?
Well, she's saying that cases have flatlined in China. Maybe not that it's at zero, but there's no, like, big curve.
They're not reporting it, apparently. I could not find any numbers since August.
I thought that was weird. On Google, it stopped in August.
Yeah.
But when I went to WHO,
the World Health Organization?
Yeah, went all the way to the end of November, and its most recent active COVID cases said 400, but like 400 in a country of how many millions?
Like a billion people,
yeah. Well, anyway, she says, contrast this flatline with the rest of the world, particularly the countries that tried the hardest to replicate the Chinese examples, such as Peru, Israel, Australia, Singapore, New Zealand, and Canada. All of them have reported multiple waves of COVID. Despite all of the pain of lockdown, even mass vaccination has not stopped waves of cases. China is the only country with a perfectly flat curve, and it did that with a single city lockdown despite reporting the presence of the virus in many other regions. Magic. World governments clearly know about this. They do not trust the communist dictator. If they really believed the disease was serious and China underreported cases, they would not be firing doctors and nurses who refused the vaccine after working safely with COVID patients for 18 months. Rather, they...
I heard some places are reluctantly taking the doctors back. I don't remember where I saw that story, but I saw a headline. Some state somewhere or whatever, some hospital
nurses
system.
Nurses and doctors.
Yeah. Like, okay, well, we screwed this one up. Come on back.
Well, good. Says, rather, they know that...
Yeah, but would you want to go back and work for them? Like, if you were...
Well,
if you just got fired?
If your passion was saving people from dying, then maybe you would.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, I would rather go back to work for somebody who started, a new hospital, right?
Right.
And didn't
it's
have
It's just so impossible.
If only that was easy
right?
to do.
I know, in many it's regulated these, and all sorts of other trouble, but...
In many of these areas, you have to get a special permission slip, basically, from the government gang in order to even open up a hospital. In order to take the risk of, you know, spending whatever kind of money you would need to open up your own hospital, it's not just good enough that you're willing to do it. You have to get a special dispensation in order to do it.
Well, one thing we do know is that just following the rules that the government comes out with isn't going to get rid of the virus. You might as well just hire your nurses back because the virus is pretty much here to stay.
Well, but they are, you know, it's all about signaling. They want to signal to people that they care and they're going to keep those unvaccinated people away, even though we've seen so many different stories, even in mainstream media, that vaccinated people get the virus, they carry the virus, they spread the virus, and, you know, despite all of that, they still continue this, you know, this charade, basically, that, oh, well, you know, we care, and so that's why we fired 100 nurses. Here in, I think it was Cheshire County, they fired 100 nurses out of a hospital or something like that.
Wow.
Yep.
There was was testimony about that at the hearing last week where they actually had some nurses get up there, and one lady said, "I'd be working for you," and she looks over at the hospital staff, the, you know, five people or whatever that came up from the hospital, and said, "I would work for you if you would, you know, hadn't put this policy into effect," because the hospital administrator started out the whole hearing. He was speaking for like a half hour, and everybody else gets 3 minutes. But, you know, he's speaking about how hard it is because they don't have enough
staff
to take care of. And somebody in the audience was like, "Well, yeah, you fired the nurses." So they called him out, and he deserved it. It was interesting. And by the way, that video is up now if you want to check it out. I did post the full video from the hearing last week, which Bonnie and I attended. We spoke at. And so if you want to check that out, if you're just curious to see how it went, because there were a lot of really good speeches there, and, of course, none of it mattered to the bureaucrats or to the politicians in the city council, who just went right ahead and did whatever they wanted and passed a mask mandate 10-3. But in case you wanted to see the footage, it's there. And the footage that I supply has both audio feeds, so I have the audio and I use video from the city as well, so it's got different video and different audio, and because my audio is room audio and theirs was just the microphone, you can hear more of the hecklers in the audience, because like there was some heckling going on during the speaking, so you get to actually kind of hear the whole thing. Anyway, go ahead, Bonnie.
Well, she says, "The disease curves rise and fall, rise and fall. It would be absurd and perverse to conclude the rules work sometimes and fail at others. Yet they keep imposing rules. The population complies, conditioned to an illusion of control, a superstitious belief that because we did something, it must have had an effect. But facts are facts. Even the vaccines have not stopped the virus. There are breakthrough infections. Desiring to be good people, everyone stays unthinkingly on the track that started with Wuhan's lockdown.
Good people disobey bad laws. If you are just doing what you're told blindly, you're not a good person. You're a sucker.
It takes work to decide what is the right thing to do."
Yeah, you
know. It's easy to just believe what the government tells you is the right thing to do.
Right.
They're trying to save Grandma, but Grandma's fate is sealed. What is actually happening is they're paving the way to routine universal mandatory vaccination. The political establishment intends to make the unvaccinated second-class citizens, to dehumanize them and deny them basic rights many generations have taken for granted. This conditions the population to movement restrictions based on behavior. Compliance gets you rights, like a dog earning treats.
Yeah, I mean, the right term would be privileges in that case, because in order for it to be a right, you shouldn't be asked to comply. There's no, or demanded
to comply. You have to earn a right.
Right. Rights are just human nature.
Yeah, kind of like they took away your right to travel and your driver's license and it's now a privilege. Right. Yeah, that kind of thing. Yep.
Yeah, so anything you have to get a pass to do, whether it be, you know, going to the bathroom in government school where you had to have a hall pass in some circumstances.
Always messed up.
Yeah, you didn't even have a right to go pee.
Right.
Like, it was a privilege. But that's what they were doing. They were training you for the real world where you need a pass now to do anything in places like New York City and Philadelphia. Somebody called from there earlier.
A future that hadn't even occurred yet.
Yeah. Well, they still had obedience things out there, like driver's licenses and things like that. You got to get your building permit. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting and grooming minors for convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein to abuse, won't testify. Maxwell saying there's no reason for her to take the stand. She explains that's because the government hasn't proven their case against her. The NFL is postponing games as teams deal with a rising number of COVID cases. The Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game is moving from tomorrow to Monday. The Washington football team, Philadelphia Eagles game, and the Seattle Seahawks-Los Angeles Rams game will both be played on Tuesday. This comes as the NBA and NHL are also dealing with postponements due to coronavirus outbreaks among teams. This as the Biden administration is continuing to remind folks to get their vaccines and boosters. This is USA Radio News. Just a week ago, a deadly tornado barreled through five states in the Midwestern and Southern United States, with Kentucky being hit the hardest. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear describes a force that is helping his state to recover.
We're over 1,300 strong in western Kentucky, 640 guard, 600-plus transportation employees, 100 state police, 20-plus forestry individuals. We believe that FEMA is swelling to about 700 this week.
Beshear adding that his state recorded 77 deaths and only one person is still missing. Kim Potter, the former Minneapolis police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright, describes the moments before she pulled the trigger as chaotic. Potter sobbing on the witness stand as she testified, saying she meant to use her taser on Wright during a traffic stop. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Is Bitcoin on the way out? Is it going to die? That is what someone has been saying, some academic recently. And of course, the news media loves it when people talk about the imminent death of Bitcoin.
Better get out so I can buy it.
Yeah, so we'll learn more about it coming up here in moments. But we're sharing with you, Bonnie's got a story tonight she wanted to share with us about just sort of an overview of the sad obedience that so many people have shown towards various different government gangs around the world and their demands when it comes to COVID, even though none of it has done anything. You know, like you can compare places like California, where there's been a heavy level of restriction, to other places like Florida or South Dakota or whatever, where there haven't been. Of course, Florida is more comparable because there's more population there. And you can see there's still, you know, people are still getting sick in California. And the numbers aren't really, you know, worse or better. Last I heard, I think California was even worse in some cases.
But, Ian, we're just not doing it hard enough. We need to, you know...
Total lockdown,
you know. People need to, you know, lock their kids in the bathroom and, you know... Everybody can't talk to each other, can't go anywhere near each other.
It didn't work in the U.S. military when they tried it, so...
Wear your masks in your own house during the holidays, please.
Yeah, that's actually what the Keene mayor said last night at the end of their city council meeting after they had voted 10-3 in favor of another mask mandate. He literally said to people that they should wear masks inside their own homes on Christmas. It's absolutely ridiculous. And pimping the vaccine, of course. So,
yeah, I mean, it's humorous. Like, it's like they take advice that might make sense, and then they like are telling you to do things that don't make any sense, right? Like, the masks don't stop the virus, okay? So why are you advising people to wear masks? Why are you making people wear masks?
Yeah, well, they have, just for those that don't know, they did pass the mask mandate, which now is going to be different than last year's mask mandate that we protested here in Keene, New Hampshire. This time, they're going to be targeting individuals. So last time, the target was on the business owner. So if somebody went into a business without a mask on and the police got called, then in theory, the business could be ticketed. Now, I don't believe they actually did issue any tickets for that, because I don't think the cops actually wanted to do anything about it. Because to their credit, they actually agree with the freedom position on this particular issue.
I think they find, like half a dozen businesses in all of New Hampshire, and then didn't the state refund those businesses?
New Hampshire was the only state to refund the COVID fines from 2020. And I think there was, half a dozen. I think it came out to like $8,000 or $10,000 total that they gave back to those businesses if they were still in business. So, Bonnie, you had this story here from the Brownstone Institute, and you wanted to continue?
Okay, she says, in this system, which is the system of complying so you can earn your treats, your rights back like a dog earning treats,
mm-hmm.
In this system, which is steadily getting underway in country after country, a person who weighs 350 pounds, is completely sedentary, and eats a steady stream of Big Macs is considered healthy and accepted in society. The decisive factor is obedience. He dutifully takes all of the boosters. By contrast, a world-class athlete such as Novak Djokovic cannot play tennis at the Australian Open. He is deemed an infection risk because he insists on maintaining his body using Eastern-style health practices, the same ones that made him into the greatest tennis player of all time.
Yeah, how dare somebody be in touch with their own body, have a familiarity with the foods and the exercise regimens and whatever it is that they feel is helping them be the healthiest that they can be. How dare they know themselves? These government bureaucrats know what's right, and that is taking all the pharmaceuticals they say you're supposed to take.
Isn't that the problem? They don't?
What do you mean?
I mean, isn't that why we have a problem still? Is because they don't know what they're doing?
No, they don't know, but they pretend like they do.
Right, exactly. It's like they pretend like they know what they're doing, but they have no idea what they're doing, and then they're just ordering people to do stuff.
Well, they know what they're doing.
Because they want power.
They know that's what they're doing, and they know that's what they're doing.
This is nothing to do about the virus. It's all about the power.
It's about power, and it's about funneling money to their buddies in the medical, pharmaceutical, industrial complex. That's what this is about.
That's what she says here. She says, the establishment would rather he copy the Big Mac devotee described above because it earns them, not him, more profits.
Mm-hmm.
The political establishment is so devoted to this cause that it is hard to see how we can extricate ourselves. Accepting the first lockdown was the decisive point. We sacrificed our rights due to fear, and nearly 2 years later, we still don't have them back.
There's only one way out, and we can see it.
We gotta start smoking.
Smoking what?
Cigarettes.
I don't think so, man. No, the way out is political. The way out is, and I don't like politics. I find it to be detestable. But this is a political system that's being forced upon us. It's politicians that are trying to rule over us. So the only way to get out of this is a political migration. And that's what's been going on here to New Hampshire for the last almost two decades. Not quite. It's been more than 15 years. Come up in 2003, I think October 2003, it will have been two decades since New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project, which is a migration of liberty-loving people coming to the same place. And we're seeing a larger number of people than ever before coming to New Hampshire, moving here, picking up their businesses, picking up their lives, their families, selling houses, getting out of wherever it is that they live, and coming to this place. That's how you get out of this. You have to have the population together who believes this is a sham.
We're and it's interesting because it's growing. We've actually got people talking. Yeah, and I mean growing not. And don't get me wrong, we've had people move from outside the United States, you know, for the Free State Project before, but we're seeing more people from outside the United States talking about moving to the United States
for
the Free State Project.
It's not easy.
So it isn't easy, and the fact that people are, you know, at that point where it's like, yeah, I'm going to jump through all the hoops of the, because, again,
do what it
to
takes.
Move to New Hampshire, unfortunately, right now, you have to go through the government's hoops, the United States hoops, and those are some pretty big hoops.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to go through that on top of, you know, everything else that's going on.
But you know what? Come on out. See if you can find somebody to fall in love with and get married. I mean, get.
Does that still work?
Yeah. So as far as long as it's a real marriage, right? Like they're going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're very concerned with a sham marriage. So you do, you know, you probably should live with a person and actually care about them. You know, that would help you in that particular case. But gay marriage is legal in New Hampshire. So, you know, if there's a lot of dudes in the liberty movement, not so many women, but, you know, as long as you're willing to
cuddle with
whoever you want to.
I'm wondering, do the feds recognize the gay marriages at the federal level?
Yeah, there was a Supreme Court case about that, wasn't there?
Was there?
Mm-hmm.
I must have missed it, or I forgot about it.
I recall a few years ago, they
forced... 2016, right?
Yeah, they
might be right.
They forced gay marriage on all the states that didn't have it, if I recall correctly.
Wait.
I think they did.
Yeah.
It was like a big hubbub about
it. Yeah, it was 2016. It was June 2016, right? Yeah.
Possibly. Sounds right.
I'm wondering what the context of that was now.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember either.
Case.
It was still Obama, just barely still Obama.
Oh, they had to recognize other states. No. I think what it was is they had to recognize other states' marriages, gay marriages.
Hmm.
So they didn't necessarily have to allow
issue
her.
Them?
Yeah, they didn't have to.
Yeah.
Or maybe they did have to issue them, because the one state I remember there was somebody like in whoever does the issuance refused to issue.
Yeah,
them.
It was like Tennessee. She was saying, I'm a judge or whatever, and I'm not going to agree to put my name on the gay marriages.
By the way,
stupid.
As I recall, New Hampshire, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, I believe New Hampshire was the first state to legislatively allow for gay weddings.
I think there was something like that.
I think it was.
Yeah. Yeah, New Hampshire definitely was one of the states that led the way, I remember.
Yeah. It wasn't first, but it was the first to be legislated.
I don't know if it was gay marriage or was it civil. There was something else similar to gay marriage, but it was like, I think they called it something else. But it was definitely one of the first states to kind of lead the way in gay marriage still.
There's a ton of like older lesbian couples here that drive Subarus, and it's a big thing. It's like a big thing to be a lesbian and a couple and retire in New Hampshire.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We're coming up here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Bonnie, you got more to your story that you want to share with us? All right. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. Plenty of time for you. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the failure of obedience and the system that is constantly demanding it, demanding more and more obedience, which is why, you know, maybe this is why they waited so long. They had to make sure they had a population who was easy to manipulate, that had been through government schools for generations. Because that was one of the questions. Remember, like last year, one of the questions people were asking is, why now? Why wasn't it swine flu? Why wasn't it bird flu? Why wasn't it these other flus that had happened and got some media attention, but didn't get, you know, didn't blow the doors off anything? We didn't see the government gang responding in any way, shape, or form like they have been in the last 2 years. So why wait? Maybe it was just they felt like the time was right now, for whatever reason. People were indoctrinated.
They didn't prep us, though, for it.
They did or didn't?
They did, in that they said, well, it didn't happen this time, but next time, and they kept saying that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like during Ebola and stuff?
Yeah, during all of these, right? Like, it didn't, you know, we contained it this time, or, it fizzled out, and it didn't amount to anything, but next time, you know, it could be serious.
And they got away with it, and that's kind of what this lady over at Brownstone Institute is reflecting on the last couple of years. And Bonnie, you wanted to share the rest of the story, so go ahead.
She says, Australia now has quarantine camps.
Yep.
Unvaccinated Canadians cannot use mass transit. Austrians who refuse the jab cannot leave their homes.
Correct.
It bears repeating. World governments are holding law-abiding adults in house arrest for refusing to take an injection. This is not a drill. Combine this real-life dystopia with the twisted logic used to launch the lockdowns, and it is hard to ignore the sinking feeling that lockdown was a preconceived pathway to where we are now, staring down the barrel at a permanent, regular, mandatory adult vaccination. Your immune system is now a subscription service, and corresponding movement corresponding movement passports.
Right, and as you pointed out earlier in the story, it doesn't matter if you've already had COVID and developed a natural immunity, which many, you know, I think honest doctors would tell you is better than the vaccinated immunity. It is more robust against potential variants and things like that. But that's not good enough for these government gangs that have their vaccine passport. They want you in their club. They want you injected with their pharmaceutical buddies, profit-making product. And that's ultimately what this is about. In fact, in Great Britain, they're now saying vaccine boosters are going to be every 3 months instead of every six, which is doubling the amount of frequency that people are getting boosters and doubling the profits for the pharmaceutical corporations.
She says, why do they want to inject us so badly? Certainly not for our own good. They act in their own self-interest under cover of fake grandma-saving goodwill. They are stealing from us, from you. How much more will you let them take?
I don't know if there's any limit. I mean, these people, so many of them are so obedient. They're so, you know, easily led and led down a primrose path towards having absolutely no rights whatsoever. I mean, look at the people that just, you know, oh, yeah, I'll get my passport. I'll show it whenever the police want it. Although, to be fair, there are some people who are refusing. In fact, there were just recently some arrests in New York City. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there was some people that tried to go eat at an Applebee's and some other people that tried to go eat at a Cheesecake Factory. According to Patch.com in New York, Kayla Levy reporting that in Queens, a group of six protesters were arrested Tuesday this week after refusing to leave Cheesecake Factory in Queens. Police were called at around 7 p.m. in response to a call for criminal trespassing. Once they arrived at the restaurant, officers saw a large group of people at the location. The person who said the group walked into the restaurant and asked to be seated, at which point she requested they show proof of vaccination per New York City's indoor dining mandate. The group, however, refused and then barged into the restaurant, sitting down at several tables, show video. They still refused to leave after being asked several times, according to the New York Police Department. Now, this gets into an ugly situation for those of us that believe in property rights. Right?
Mm, like, yeah.
You know, any restaurant has the right to refuse you service. Now, the fact that they're only refusing you service over what is purportedly a government, you know, mandate, is that the reason why they're refusing you service? Because they're afraid of what the government gang will do to them? I presume that is why, but that does that justify you barging into their property? I don't think it does. And this is the reason why I did not participate in the co-op situation that happened here in Keene. It was actually the weekend before the raid. So if you remember when the raid happened on the studio on March 16th, it was that, I think, Saturday that there were a group of people from New Hampshire. A lot of them were natives that,
yeah,
went,
definitely.
That went to the co-op.
Mostly natives, I think.
Yeah, but led by natives.
Yeah.
I think very few people, if any, were actual Free Staters at that event. But they wanted to go in. They wanted to go shopping at what was known as the least friendly store.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, there's probably four different grocery stores in Little Keene, New Hampshire. And that's because we, even though it's a small town or whatever, it's a small city, quote-unquote city of 20,000 roughly people, there's people that come to shop here from Massachusetts and Vermont. So it's probably, you know, 50,000 people here during the daytime. And so people, you know, come from all over to go shopping.
It's like the only place to shop in the county and the surrounding states, even.
Yeah, and at other stores, you know, the worst that's going to happen is they're going to ask you, and I'm talking about during the worst of the lockdowns and stuff, or not lockdowns. We never really had a lockdown in New Hampshire, but the worst of the restrictions. The worst that would happen is some manager might come up and say, sir, can I get you a mask? And, like, they did this to me in Hannaford, which is one of the grocery stores here. And I said, no thanks, I'm exempt. And he went away. And that's usually what would happen. But from what we heard about the co-op, they would kind of jump on you. They didn't.
Oh, they would call the police on you.
Yeah, they harassed a woman with a baby.
Yeah, they were really terrible.
They wouldn't just leave you alone.
They would follow you around the store,
yeah.
And if you didn't have a mask on, or even if you were wearing a mask, if you took your mask off for a few seconds, they would start following you around the store.
Yeah, so they targeted that particular business for this mass shopping event where people gathered out front, and then a group of, I don't know, 15 roughly, people, I would say, went into the store and just sort of did a group shop. Some of them split up. Some of them stayed together. They got into some conflict with some other customers in the store, including the blue-collar brawler, as he calls himself, which we didn't know who he was prior to this event, but it was pretty pretty entertaining what happened there. He threatened Joa from Breaking the Flaw, who, by the way, sent us a tip tonight. Thanks, Joa. Appreciate that. But if you missed that video, because I posted it the day before the raid, so it kind of got, I think, pushed aside to some extent. I don't think there was as much attention on that video as there as it really deserved, because it was a really interesting situation from an activism perspective, but I didn't agree with it, so I waited outside. I did not go into that particular event.
Yeah, I was really impressed, actually, how you handled it, just because it was not everybody handled it, I think, anywhere near as well as you did, because I explicitly remember you being outside and filming from the outside,
yeah.
Explicitly because you didn't want to violate their private property rights. And I thought that was a very, especially with how much you care about this issue, it was a very principled position. Like, you actually stuck to that.
Well, but I see it from two different perspectives. So yeah. I don't think that the people who did it were wrong. I just didn't feel that it was right for me. And the reason why is because, number one, I don't shop there regularly. I don't even shop there irregularly. I've only been in that place maybe twice in the entire time that it's been in existence.
Yeah.
And one of the times I went in there, I was meeting a person there. So that was the only reason I went in, because it's just, you know, it's just a bunch of organic food, and it's all really expensive, and I don't know, it's just not the kind of place I shop. And so I don't feel like I need to make some sort of statement to a place that I normally wouldn't even go. So, like, it wasn't even my territory, you know what I mean? It just didn't feel right from that perspective. But secondly, I wasn't upset at those people for doing it, because, you know, they don't have even though it's a membership organization, like, you can join a co-op. For those that aren't familiar, it's, you know, you can shop there as a non-member, but as a member, I don't know if you get a discount or what the deal is.
Well, you're part owner then, I think.
Yeah, you get some sort of revenue if they do well, right? Like, that's what happens. But it's still open to the public. So these people were from the public or whatever, you know, they can go in and they can shop there. And if the business doesn't want you there, they should be specific about it. Because to me, a sign on the door isn't enough. Because we know that the signs on the door, 90% of them are there because of fear of the government.
Especially when there is an exemption written into the ordinance.
And there are exemptions, right. So, and the signs usually don't address the exemptions. Most of the time, the signs don't say, unless you have a medical exemption. Now, some places, you know, they want to let people know they're cool with you, so they'll put that on there. But some of them just, you know, just have a generic sign. And it's like, well, that's what the sign says, but what's the truth? Go ahead and tell me you don't want me there. And if so, I'll go ahead and leave. No problem. You don't want my business, I'll take it somewhere else. So I didn't blame them for doing it. I thought it was an interesting activism, and that's why I stood there and I wanted to, you know, get it from a news perspective. But there's more coming up about this.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.